T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the Portland Trail Blazers picked up a big 134-131 win last night in Orlando and now hold the 8th spot in the Western Conference playoff standings, leapfrogging the Memphis Grizzlies. And now to join us to talk a little bit about the Blazers, the run in the bubble, and what it's like to be thrust into the play-by-play role at such an important point in the season is Jordan Kent, Trail Blazers play-by-play man. Thanks for joining us this morning. How you doing, Jordan?
Terrific. Just trying to catch my breath after these last 7 seeding games. My goodness, but doing great.
Now, you're 7 games into the broadcast career as a play-by-play man in the NBA. How's it feel?
You know, it feels fantastic. It's been a lot of fun. Obviously, coming in, you realize you won't be at your potential the very first game, and especially in such a bizarre scenario in which we're playing these games in the bubble, but I've really, really enjoyed it, and I have to give so much credit to Lamar Hurd and just the professional that he is. He makes it really easy to work alongside him, and then just a lot of folks behind the scenes that have helped make that transition for me very smooth. And so I'd be lying to say that I obviously realize games won't always be like this. It certainly helps when you have 7 dramatic games and it's all 1 or 2 possessions, but it's really been a blast and just something I've been very grateful to do.
Yeah, and that's, you mentioned that they've been tight games, and that makes it so much easier when you're a play-by-play guy, when you're not involved in a blowout one way or the other, because you can just focus on what's happening on the floor. And I love the angles of the broadcast that you and Lamar bring, because Lamar played at Oregon State, has such a great basketball IQ and background. And then you also a Division I basketball player. Do you ever get caught just like sitting there going, I'm just talking hoops, not really doing a broadcast? Because that's one of the interesting parts of watching two guys with such basketball experience call a game.
Well, that's probably the aspect of it that I love the most. I've grown up and have watched basketball my whole life. And as a kid, I loved the NBA and admired the NBA. So even just transitioning into this, it was amazing just how much knowledge you had of each roster to begin with. It wasn't something where you felt like you had to do this deep dive and studying and know all the backstories of these guys you've never heard of. You've just been so familiar with them because you've been a fan of the game. And as we've watched these games together, it's been great for Lamar and I to have these conversations on things that you recognize as a player out on the floor. And you like to bring that angle to the folks watching the games and really just add another layer to the broadcast because of your playing experience. And so when it's two guys that have hooped before, you really get a chance to break down some pretty cool things that develop throughout the course of the game.
Jordan Kent, Trailblazers play-by-play man on the television side, is our guest. Now let's get into this team and what they've been able to do. 5-2, they've erased the deficit and are now the leaders for the 8th spot in the West. What has really stuck out to you about this run outside of Damian Lillard? Because that's a guy I want to get into in a minute, but he has been hop on my back. I'm going to carry you guys. What has been the thing that stuck out the most to you outside of Dame's performances?
You know, we were reflecting on this after the game because it's so easy to draw attention to Dame and the back-to-back 50-plus point performances. But I think if there's 3 players that really stand out to me, it's, number one, you start with Yusuf Nurkic and the way that, especially in the first 5 seeding games, it felt like he just really opened up the Blazers offense, and how Portland coming into these seeding games was last in the NBA with about 20 assists per game. And then they started to average 26 assists per game once Nurkic was on the floor. So I think with that, you saw a lot better ball movement from the Blazers and more spacing, and the quality of shots that they were getting, especially in the Denver game. It just seemed like every look was easy and every look was wide open. So you start with Nurk. Number two, Gary Trent Jr. I mean, what a surprise he's been in the bubble. And for Blazer fans, you saw hints of that during the regular season. You saw him, especially right before the shutdown, start to put some consistent games together. But for him to come off the bench and, A, score like he's been scoring, you obviously love that. But, B, he's taking the other team's best player and choosing to defend them. We saw that with Doncic down the stretch yesterday. We saw that against Michael Porter Jr. against Denver when he got off to a hot start. And when you have a guy that can do that on both ends of the floor, I think Lamar put it very well. He's going to be part of a championship team someday. Gary Trent Jr. is one of those championship caliber players that a team just seems to have. And then lastly, I would say Carmelo Anthony. Yeah. Everything that you look for in bringing a veteran player to help you close out tight games, Carmelo has shown in the bubble. You look at some of the big-time threes he's hit in the fourth quarter of games, especially last night, the pair of threes, and then the defensive stops he's getting. Carmelo Anthony, I think, has really rewritten the script about what some of the national media was saying about him prior to coming to Portland. And it's just been fun from our perspective, Lamar and I, just to see the joy he's having out there, to see the positive impact he's had on the team. He's been nothing but a professional player, teammate. He's been amazing with the media. And you love to see that with a player that is so widely respected across the league and across the globe.
And I agree with you on the, you know, those three guys, they've been the highlights. You know, we've come accustomed to seeing Dame have these Herculean efforts and performances, not to this level where he's scoring 112 points in two games, but we've come accustomed to when it comes time, he's going to be the guy to lift him. And I find that what the amazing part is that in a star-driven league where it's, hey, the big three, or it's a core or your pillars of your franchise, you need two or three of them to perform every single night. And last night, you have Nurk and CJ combining for only 14 points. Gary Trent Jr. goes 1 of 6 from three, yet they still found a way to win the game. How is Damian Lillard doing this?
Well, I think if you look at Dame, number one, he's imposing his will on the opposing defense. And he's so good at recognizing the weak point in a defense. And we saw that last night. And I have to attack Porzingis out of the pick and roll. And we saw that especially in the first half. I think he had three blow-bys for layups right there and left Porzingis in a really difficult position because Porzingis doesn't want to drop and free up space for Yusuf Nurkic for that pick and roll. And again, that's the impact of Yusuf Nurkic on everything. But especially in the fourth quarter, when the Blazers started off going 0-for-8, Dame recognizes, okay, there's some tight whistles being called. I think at one point we had 18 fouls called in the fourth quarter. So he started to just attack the Mavs and get them up in the air and get some contact, knowing that this is the type of game that's going to be called. And he was able to get to the free throw line 18 times in that game against the Mavericks. And so it's just this recognition of the direction that a game is going that he's so good at seeing and then really attacking that and not letting up on it. And so that's what I'm seeing from Dame as far as his ability to recognize what the opposing defense is giving him. And then lastly, Dusty, his range forces defenses to defend him so high up on the court. And so that opens up so many things for the Blazers offensively. And again, spacing is king in the NBA. And if you can create that, you're going to give your team some great opportunities. And Damian Lillard, I mean, it's remarkable what we're seeing right now. And I hope that when we all get a chance to take a step back and catch our breath, we understand the absolute greatness we are seeing with him because he's a Hall of Famer. And this is stuff that is rewriting the history books in the NBA when you look at his name joining only Wilt Chamberlain as far as 360-point performances in a season or that list of guys with 550-point games in a season is absolutely incredible.
All right, this is not unique to Portland. This is happening across the bubble. It was highlighted last night, though, in the Portland-Dallas game. Though, defense has been horrendous across the bubble. Right? I mean, you have teams scoring over 110 points. It's commonplace now. Yesterday alone, there were 9 teams that scored over 110 points. What's going on the defensive end of the floor with not just the Blazers, but the other 21 teams in the bubble that can't seem to stop anybody?
Well, I think it's multiple reasons. You really can't pinpoint one, but let's begin with when you take this hiatus for a couple months, there aren't people going into the gym working on defensive drills. You just can't replicate team defense because you're doing individual workouts. You're not going to call a Zoom meeting and tell everybody to work on their weak side rotations. You just can't do that in person, so it takes time. Number two, if you look at all these games as well, you're really seeing a lot of rotating rosters, especially amongst those teams that have already punched their tickets to the playoffs. Very rarely are those teams playing all five starters, 30-plus minutes a night, and you're getting the same look night after night. You're seeing, okay, maybe they play their starters for these two games, and we rest a couple guys, and some guys from the bench come up. So you're not seeing that consistency as far as the rotations go. And when you do that, it just takes time to develop defensive chemistry. Every coach will tell you that sort of the last gear that clicks into place is all five guys on the court being locked in, because on offense, you can have one or two guys spearhead things, break it down, kick the ball over to somebody on the weak side, and you can have a well-oiled machine when it comes to the offense. Defensively, all five guys have to be on the same page. And so I look at that. And then lastly, you know, I think when we look at the bubble, we are seeing fouls being called at a higher rate, and that's just, again, getting used to playing competitive basketball and learning how to defend without fouling. And so that's going to obviously add to the score, where on some possessions that would be defensive stops, you're getting fouls and leading to free throws. I think for the Blazers, during one of the scrimmage games, we had almost 80-plus free throws called in a game, and you saw the fourth quarter against Dallas. So I look at those three factors as to why we're seeing so much scoring in the bubble right now.
All right. I have to admit to you, I was on the whoop whoop. I did not hear war wounds. I did not hear war wounds. I'm on Team Jordan. I heard whoop whoop. I did not hear war wounds. So when it comes to Melo, just know you have one more person that's on your side in this. I did not hear war wounds in that interview with Brooke when he went knee to knee. So I have that. I got your back on that, man. That can
well,
be
confusing. If you think about it, either one makes total sense. And that's why I deferred to war wounds, because that's the more mature response. And I definitely don't want to discredit Melo and make sure that I heard him correctly. But you can understand why someone would think woo-woo, because if I'm on the court and I bang knees with somebody and something feels funny and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, did I hurt myself? I'm thinking, woo-hoo, that's a close one. Yeah. I'm good now. It's just banging my knees. So that was the context I took it in.
I did too. All right. And then we've had this question a lot over the course of the show, and you're the perfect person to answer this question for us. All right. You've done work with Nintendo doing broadcasting for some of their for esports events. Best Nintendo game. We're down to, I think, three have come in that have been common theme. And none of them are the ones that I had, which is Mike Tyson Punch Out. But Zelda, sure. Donkey King, or Mario?
No, Donkey Kong.
Or
come
Donkey
on
Kong.
Now.
Sorry, not Donkey King. Come what am I talking
now.
About? Donkey Kong. My bad.
I don't know if you're qualified.
Hey,
for
that was a
woo woo.
I have Donkey Kong written down.
For
sure. I was a woo woo.
Just give me a hard time.
I know. Which one is it? Donkey Kong, Mario, or Zelda?
Okay, so if we're going classic 8-bit Nintendo game, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be rather political in my answer. If you're looking for the most influential Nintendo game of all time, hands down, Super Mario Brothers. It basically revived the video game industry after the crash of 83, courtesy E.T. and the Atari games that are buried out in the desert. That's another story. But if you're looking at a start-to-finish entertaining Nintendo game that if you were to pick up and didn't have a guide to this day, you have to go with The Legend of Zelda and how it created the adventure genre that we now see over so many platforms. So those are my two answers. As much as I can respect Donkey Kong and its history, it just doesn't do it for me when you compare it to those two juggernauts.
All right. Well, there it is. And have you seen the documentary King of Kong?
Yes, I have. It's remarkable what some of these folks can do. It's absolutely insane what they can do. And I know like the Pac-Man champion, that's another good one that you need to watch as well too. So yeah, I never spent that much time at the arcades, but I could definitely appreciate the history.
Dude, I had no idea that the world of gaming was that contentious. I mean, you have people going each other.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got people that are saying to put some respect on their name as well, too, in the world of esports.
Jordan Kent, Trailblazers play-by-play man. Really appreciate you just hopping on the phone with us and taking a few minutes out of your day, man. I really appreciate it. Keep up the great work. I love watching you and Lamar on the broadcast. And look, we got one more game that is guaranteed here in the bubble, actually. And then it could be a seeding game to get the Lakers. So hopefully there's many more games for you to call here in the Orlando bubble. Jordan Kent, Blazers play-by-play man. Thanks, man.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.